Marijuana stores will be legally allowed in Massachusetts beginning on July 1st, but no pot stores may be open then in the largest city in western Massachusetts. With final state regulations not expected until mid-March, Springfield officials are considering a moratorium on non-medical marijuana facilities that could keep pot stores out of the region's largest city for up to a year. The planning board voted unanimously last week to recommend a moratorium. The city council will take it up at a public hearing on January 22nd. The council previously approved a moratorium, but it expired last August. A moratorium would give the city time to evaluate the regulations the state is writing to implement the new marijuana law, according to Philip Dromey, the city's deputy director of planning.
The main concern the city has is we're still waiting on the finalized regulations from the state.
The final state regulations are due in mid-March, and applications for state licenses to sell marijuana are to become available on April 1st. Dromey said without a moratorium, the city will not have much time to address complex issues involving zoning and permitting for the new marijuana establishments.
So that's to me, is one of the larger questions, is what zones is the city going to allow these to be located in?
Massachusetts voters legalized marijuana for use by adults in 2016, but the legislature stepped in to rewrite parts of the law and delayed the start of retail sales for 6 months until regulations could be written. Dromey said the proposed moratorium is in no way intended to stall the opening of pot shops in Springfield.
And again, our goal is to get the regulations done as quickly as we can once those state regulations are finalized.
The Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission has approved 105 pages of proposed regulations for the burgeoning marijuana industry. Commission Chairman Stephen Hoffman said the draft regulations reflect the will of the voters who legalized marijuana for adult use.
But it'll be broadly accessible, it will be secure, it will be safe.
Springfield previously adopted a moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries and last year approved a permit for one to operate in an industrial area on the city's east side. That facility is expected to open later this year. Meanwhile, the top federal prosecutor in Massachusetts Monday offered no assurances that he will take a hands-off approach to legalize pot. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said in a statement he would not offer blanket immunity to, quote, participants in the state-level marijuana trade. The statement came in response to a request from supporters of the state's marijuana law for clarification of the federal prosecutor's intentions after Attorney General Jeff Sessions last week rescinded a Justice Department policy of basically non-interference with state legalized marijuana businesses. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.